You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, and it's Irk FM, quality, independent, and pod-safe music down the pipe and into your ears each and every week. I'm Irk, and this is Irk FM. Let's kick our South by Southwest 2011 special off, episode 146, and we're going to hear from the Tumble Dryer Babies to start with. They are Southend-on-Sea's pithiest pop group. They make a lot of records by themselves at home, which you can download for free. And sometimes there's one of them, sometimes there's three of them. But they appeared at South by Southwest, as have all of the other artists. So let's hear now from the Tumble Dryer Babies and the song that we are going to hear. I'll tell you about in a minute. This is Now the Geeks Have a Union by the Tumble Dryer Babies to kick off our South by Southwest special here at Irk FM.
The freaks are kung fu fighting at the dance hall. Grandma's got a black belt, the Dan. Siamese twins and the elephant man. Eating pins and needles and smiling. Their mucked out quarters are sure inviting. Now the geeks have a union. They are ballooning and singing in unison. Now the geeks have a union. They're unusual, but they're not peculiar. The acrobats let out a war cry. We accept you, one of us. The bearded lady has a fabulous bust. Human torso walks with a swagger. And they all drink ale by the flagon. Now the geeks have a union. They are ballooning and singing in unison. Now the geeks have a union. They're unusual, but they're not peculiar. Now the geeks have a union. They're ballooning and singing in unison. Now the geeks have a union. They're unusual, but they're not peculiar. Geeks have a union, they're ballooning,
but for the accident
and singing
of
birth, in unison.
You might be even as they are.
Now the geeks have a union, they're unusual.
How she got that way will never be known.
Peculiar.
Some say a jealous lover, others
now the geeks have
that it was
union,
the cold of the freak.
They're ballooning,
others the storm.
Singing in unison.
Believe it or not, there she is.
Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to Irk FM. That's Irk FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com. If you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com, yeah, christianjackson.com. Am I drunk?
My loveliest one. I gotta let you know, don't you let it go. Baby, it's been a while, but I can tell you got more style than you show. You're so smooth and now I'm gonna give it to you. I'll show you the ways what you gotta know. I'll show you the ways what you need. I'll show you the ways what you gotta know. I'll show you.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to the 2011 South by Southwest special here on Erk FM, bringing you great pod-safe and independent unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. Now, if we were playing a game of guess where that band was from, you probably wouldn't guess that they were from Auckland, New Zealand, especially when you consider that South by Southwest, the festival, was on at Austin, Texas. That song you just heard there was by Kids of 88 and it was called Downtown. Now, Kids of 88 are Sam and Jordan. They're from Auckland, New Zealand, and they describe themselves as new wave, electro clash, whatever that is, and big beat. They say introducing slutty new wave electro duo Kids of 88. They describe their music as a cross between a late 1980s police drama intro theme and a sophisticated super hussy. With sleazy bass lines and mind-numbingly catchy hooks, Kids of 88 are all about poking tongues and making sweaty, suggestive innuendos. So we go from one innuendo of the world, Auckland, New Zealand, to another. We go to Brooklyn, New York for the second band on the program, Zios. Can't tell you too much about them, except that they're a five-piece from Brooklyn, New York, so they definitely didn't have as far to go as what Kids of 88 did. And of course, our opening track was called Now the Geeks Have a Union by the Tumble Dryer Babies. The Zio song was called Darling Dearest. Now, to tell you a little bit about South by Southwest, 2011 was the 25th anniversary of South by Southwest. It incorporates music, film, and interactive festivals, and it ran between the 15th of March and the 20th of March 2011 in Austin, Texas. In 2010, over 13,000 music industry professionals attended South by Southwest in 2010 for panels, industry discussions, demo listening sessions, trade show exhibits, and now there were 6 nights of music by no less than 1,978 acts representing 49 different countries performing in 89 venues in downtown Austin, Texas. And so it's a very major festival. Many bands love going to South by Southwest. Many people in the tech space love going there as well. And also people who are into movies love going there as well, because after all, it is film, it is music, it is interactive. And so all of the acts on this particular episode of IRC FM all appeared at South by Southwest in some way, shape or form. Our music has been supplied directly by the artist, as well as by Press Here Publicity, Ariel Publicity and Paper Garden Records. So in a moment we're going to continue on with another band, which is very, very relevant for me. If ever you have a song that involves trains in your title, I'm a train driver here in Sydney. If you have a song involving trains, I'll be more than likely to play it here on IRC FM. And we're going to hear from Hotels and Highways. They have a very, very interesting story. In September 2010, and Erin, Lisa and Patrick were getting to be well versed in letting their temporary home in the woods become a part of their creative process. They'd come to a lakeside cabin in New York to fulfill a mutual career-long dream of living together while recording an album. A week-long tour of the Northeast had been booked immediately following the 10-day writing and recording retreat. So what they'd do, they'd write in the day and record at the night, and in the end that became a full-length album and a well-received tour. Hotels and Highways was originally a nom de plume for songs a group of friends wrote together and had quietly and gracefully transformed into a band. They then sought the resources and the support of their fans and their friends, and they managed to raise $13,000 to finance the remaining production of their album and the corresponding national tour. Their debut, cabin-grown debut, Lost River, seems rather appropriate really, is available now. So let's hear Hotels and Highways, courtesy of Ariel Publicity, and this song, great song, especially for me being a train driver. It's called Train Whistle. You're listening to IRC FM, episode 146, South by Southwest special, IRCFM.com. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Spin the globe, wherever it stops, I'm going. Hit the map, with the dot in your hand. Gonna blow this train whistle till I find out who I am. Spin the globe wherever it stops, I'm going. Hit the map with the dot in your hand. Gonna blow this train whistle till I find out who I am. Hit the map
stops, I'm going. Hit the map with the dart in your hand. Gonna blow this train whistle till I find out who I am.
This is Katie Laurel, and you're listening to IRC FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday. Also, feel free to visit me online at www.katielaurel.com.
Falling in love with somebody else, and then you love.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Devo Spice, and you're listening to IRC FM. What? You are.
Our eyes meet in a crowded room. Hearts beating on a zoom. There's something here that just won't wait. And it might be fate. Lips licking sweet surprise. Hot passion trapped inside. Moving in for the final kill. And I'm your poison pill. Sight is hard to see, especially in reality. A little romance might taste great, or roll off your plate.
Awesome was the end of that song. I think that next time I play a train whistle and that song Connection, I think I'm going to have to put them together. That was absolutely awesome. Now, the song you just heard, Connection, was by the Michael Lee Band, and we featured the Michael Lee Band before here on IRC FM. And prior to that, we had Arrest My Sister with their song I'm Not Sleeping. So a rather cool couple of songs there from both the Michael Lee Band and also Arrest My Sister. Michael Lee is born in was born in San Antonio, Texas, but he's now based in Houston. He's an Emmy-nominated television producer, singer, songwriter, director, ghost hunter, and alleged vampire. He walks a walk in a world of outrageous clothes, shakuza, and a mysterious mer not seen since the heyday of hair metal. Enamored with the glamour of big-time rock and roll, Lee lives the dream by staying true to himself, a throwback to the days when people made rock and roll music that they liked, instead of writing for a commercial niche, even. Michael picked up the guitar at the age of 11, in imitation of the teen idols of the day. Initially finding the guitar challenging, and I know what that's like, he switched temporarily to the bass guitar until the flash of the six string drew him back. And at the age of 14, Lee was in the studio recording his first song. At the same time, he was also bitten by the acting bug, appearing in his first movie, an independent western, at the age of 11. And he's gone on from there. So that is Michael Lee. You can read more about him and all of the other artists by going to the show notes, clicking on the links, listen to some more of their music, interact with them on the social networks. If you do, say hi to the artists, mention that you heard them here on IRC FM. Listen to some more of their music, and maybe they might even be performing somewhere near you. Prior to the Michael Lee Band, we heard from Arrest My Sister, who are a four-piece band from Los Angeles, California. The eclectic music from Arrest My Sister has led the band to performances on the hottest stages throughout Los Angeles to New York's infamous Carnegie Hall. They take their live music to new frontiers with its bold and eclectic mix of musical styles. Arrest My Sister music is a melting pot of legendary influences from 50 years of rock and roll combined with today's flavour and beat of the kick. However, you will not find any auto-tune. Scott Segal is the lead singer, and he's got a 4-octave vocal range cranking out 16-second falsetto notes. The singer-songwriter is fearless as he takes fans through a twisted time warp, fusing rock with reggae, pop with folk even, whoops, I didn't say what I thought I said, and psychedelic with symphony, all weaving classic influences with cutting-edge innovation. Arrest My Sister, quite cool. Lead singer Scott Segal has written more than 300 songs, incorporating the influences of such greats such as the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, AC/DC, Journey, and others. So that was Arrest My Sister. And speaking of people that we've had here on IRC FM before, in a moment we're going to feature someone else who has been here on IRC FM before. But in the meantime, some of the people who have been on the show, they want to say hi. And if you want to hear a massive interview that I had during the week, have a listen to IRC FM episode 145, where I interviewed local Sydney singer-songwriter Christian Jackson. He played some guitar for me. We spoke for quite a long time, and we talked about music from several points of view, including singing, songwriting, and teaching music. So it's all cool. IRCFM.com, go to the interviews and check out who I've interviewed. This week, Christian Jackson. Next week, Swedish band Dandelion. And in a couple of weeks' time, you'll be hearing for episode 150 of IRC FM, the wonderful, the fabulous Emma Dean.
This is Katie Laurel, and you're listening to IRC FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday.
Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, I'm Michael from Amotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, I am Rodrigo from the other side of the world, that is the Azores Islands. I do Cowboy Contour podcasts.
Hey, this is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to Urk FM.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to Urk FM.
Hi, this is James Kahu from Auckland, New Zealand.
Hi, this is Mark Regula.
And Tony Navarro.
We're from the group Ivory Tower Project.
Hi, this is Devo Spice, and you're listening to Urk FM. What? You are?
Hi, this is George from the Eclectic Mix and Sounds of Ambience podcasts. You're listening to Urk FM.
This is Dave Evans on Urk FM. This station rocks!
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are...
Country Road!
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River. And I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparelli.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel Urk.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
2, 1.
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean. And this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason. And
this is Explained from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden. Hey, Dua.
Hey, Dua.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
Urk FM!
Yeah!
Taking a ride.
you live the darker side, face the death of dreams that died. I've been there. Out of hope and out of place, walking on one thread of fate, still breathing.
According to the Ryan Michaels band, life is for the living, as we heard in that last song, and they would be absolutely right. And before that, we heard from Annie Fitzgerald with her song Watch the World Go By. So two sort of songs that are interlinked, really, when you think about it, because I definitely think that life is for the living, and I definitely do also like watching the world go by. So let's tell you a little bit about the Ryan Michaels Band. When you hear of Nashville, Tennessee, a lot of people would automatically think country. But no, they shouldn't automatically think country, because in the Ryan Michaels Band's experience, that's not the case, because they are emerging from the exploding Tennessee rock scene. This seven-piece band's signature sound and highly energetic performances are drawing comparisons to arena rockers Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, and Kings of Leon. Their brand of melodic, substance-driven rock, heartfelt vocals, and insightfully crafted lyrics can be heard on their debut album, Life is for the Living, which is currently receiving airplay on over 100 stations around the US. In addition to their recent radio success, the group has been featured on the LMB, which I'm presuming is Major League Baseball Network, I could be wrong, and is looking forward to a number of upcoming song placements in films and television. So that is rather cool. And so, wow, seven-piece band, there's a lot of talent there for sure. And speaking of talent, before that we heard from Annie Fitzgerald, who has also been on IRC FM before. She's been living in New York City for quite some time, but she has her roots in northern Minnesota. Her self-titled EP caught the ears of thousands of listeners on iTunes and radio stations nationwide upon its release in 2006. It also caught the ear of the Songwriters Hall of Fame New Writers Division in that same year. Her song, Ain't It a Shame, was chosen to be on the 2007 Best of the Songwriters Hall of Fame compilation CD, which featured the most talented of the 57th New Writers Showcase, and they deemed her an artist to watch. In December of 2009, Annie proposed a CD sponsorship campaign to her fan base. Fans could earn their status. I like what she's done here. They could earn their status as groupies, roadies, or part of her entourage with a contribution. Her loyal fan base reacted to that, and through their incredible support, In Good Time was released September 2010. She has shaped her own brand of folk Americana music on that album, In Good Time, and she is rather cool. Speaking of rather cool, I have a couple of announcements for you, and then of course we'll get straight back into the music here on IRC FM, IRCFM.com.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
Isolated in a circle, Insomnia is my holy friend.
Insomnia Radio Australia.
Early morning, a month without you has run by. Hear me calling out your name, when all I do is cry.
Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Channel IRC presents A Moment in Time, Dateline Sydney, Thursday, 1st April 2010. The streets of Sydney can be a dangerous place, and not the one for a woman. Go behind the scenes and meet five Sydney women battling to do their best in a male-dominated role. Will they go home at the end of the day? Tune in and find out. Audiobooks.com, amomentintimenovel.com.
Thank you. Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Urk FM. You can catch Emotus on www.myspace.com/Emotus. And our album Smokescreen is out at the moment on iTunes, available for download and digital distribution, with a hard copy due out in June, July this year.
That's a desperately sick...
Don't you know it even yet?
You said life made you leave it on a road, and you tell that story over when you're broke. So we're all left to ponder how it tastes, while there's no regard for serving me a plate. But it's okay.
I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Speaking of being bitten, Mr. Tan, did Virginia Woolf get bitten in those stories? I don't know. I never actually read the Virginia Woolf stories. But we heard the song Virginia Woolf from Freedom or Death. And before that, we heard Nero from Little Tybee. So let's tell you about Freedom of Death. Freedom or Death, I should say. With the release of their self-titled EP, they're creating and making music their way. The two members of Freedom or Death met while working at a major record label and have a solid understanding of how the record industry works. We knew what sold, we know how to make it, but we decided not to make it. We created an artist record. We decided that we wanted to make music that we would like to listen to, regardless if it gets played on the radio or not. Within 3 months of writing, they had come up with an album's worth of material, and in true fashion, Freedom or Death assumed all creative control. Every song was written produced, recorded, and performed by the duo. Yet, while they have proven that they're self-contained, there is a strong desire to work with other like-minded artists. So that was quite cool. That was Freedom or Death. And before that, we heard from Little Tybee. One might think from their humble beginnings in the backwaters and basements of coastal Georgia to their headlining shows at some of Atlanta's most well-known independent venues that the members of Little Tybee were the harbingers of some secret formula for artistic success. In reality, they are simply a group of friends who couldn't stop making music together if they tried. The core of each of their songs begins in the relentless and creative mind of vocalist, guitarist, pianist, oh there's that word again, starting with P, and ending in ist and meaning to play the piano, Brock Scott. The songs mature through the dedicated musicianship of 8-string guitarist Josh Martin, violinist Nirvana Kelly, bassist Ryan Donald, and percussionist Pat Brooks. Since the release of their first EP, they have discovered that change is not only inevitable, but indeed good. And so, whilst Do It Yourself in Nature, Little Tybee collaborated with over 14 Atlanta instrumentalists to produce their latest album, Humorous to Bees. So that was quite cool. That was quite cool indeed. We have one song to go on this South by Southwest special. Hope you've enjoyed it. There's definitely been a lot of interesting music here. And I dare say just a very, very small selection of the music that you would have heard if you had have been at South by Southwest. Next week, of course, we'll talk more about a festival which happened if you weren't at South by Southwest, and I'll talk about that in the final wrap-up. But Alcoholic Faith Mission, one song to go. We're going to hear it in a moment, and it's called Closer to Dallas. The idea of an experimentally playful indie funk collective, Alcoholic Faith Mission, started on a cold winter's morning in Brooklyn, New York in 2006. The two high school friends were discussing drunken family members when they suddenly stood in front of the church Apostolic Faith Mission's neon sign. If you were to change apostolic into alcoholic, they thought to themselves, well then you'd have a pretty cool name for a band. Alcohol being religion to the alcoholic, a way through an empty existence. 6 months later, the duo released their debut. Today they are a sextet with 3 albums, a lot of critical acclaim from all over the world, and an array of shows and festivals behind them, including of course South by Southwest. And last year they played the CMJ Festival, which I know Peter Calivero from the podcast Suffolk and Cool went over to from the UK, and he had a massive time over there. So let's hear Alcoholic Faith Mission now. The song that we're going to hear to wrap it up is called Closer to Dallas, and then I'll be back to wrap things up and to tell you about what's happening next week. Thanks, Foundry Road.
These bows are.
that brings us to the end of the South by Southwest special for 2011 on IRC FM. Hope you enjoyed the music this week, episode 146 of the South by Southwest special. We heard from the Tumble Dryer Babies, Zios, Kids of 88, Hotels on Highways, Arrest My Sister, Michael Lee Band, Annie Fitzgerald, Ryan Michaels Band, Little Tybee, Freedom or Death, and Alcoholic Faith Mission. And I think that I'm going to have some of those bands back on another episode. Our music was supplied directly by the artist or with agreement with various music content providers. Our music content providers today were Press Here Publicity, Ariel Publicity, and Paper Garden Records. Don't forget also to check out the interview that was made available during the week with local Sydney singer-songwriter Christian Jackson, episode 145 of IRC FM. And don't forget to tune in next Tuesday when episode 147 is released, and that is the interview with Swedish band Dandelion. The easiest way to make sure that you get the interviews and the regular Friday shows when they come down the pipe and into your ears each and every week is to subscribe to the show via iTunes. You can subscribe to IRC FM only or everything here on Channel IRC. And of course, there's links in the show notes which you can find at IRCFM.com. That way, as soon as an episode is released, you can download it, put it onto your MP3 device of choice, and listen to IRC FM all for free, regardless of where you are. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. And don't forget to join me next week, next Friday, for the Couch by Couch West special. Couch by Couch West. What is that all about? Well, you heard the music on this episode by South by Southwest, and there were 11 artists, and I dare say that 11 out of, say, 1,900, 2,000, it's a very, very small figure indeed. Now, not everyone can travel to Austin, Texas, to take part in South by Southwest. It's a very chaotic scene, and it does cost a bit of coin if you want to go to the events as well. Not only in time, but travel and everything like that. And so what a group of musicians decided to do this year is that when South by Southwest was on, they decided to have an alternative festival of their own, and they called it Couch by Couch West. You'll often see South by Southwest abbreviated to SXSW. Couch by Couch West, CXCW. And so what a bunch of musicians did was they got together on their couches and they performed. Of course, some of the bands, they didn't have enough room on their couch because, like for instance, Imperial Rooster, who you'll hear next week, and who gave me the idea for Couch by Couch West, they didn't have room on their couch for six people, so they had their performance on a porch. So, various people from various bands from around the world performed in Couch by Couch West, and they had their songs available for people to listen to during the festival, and there was a real community sort of spirit from your very own lounge room via the interweb. So, for all anyone could have known, you could have been performing in your underwear and no one would have cared because you were on your couch. And having said that, the music next week will be great. It will be a long show because I have had a lot of support from the bands who took part in Couch by Couch West. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Which episode did you enjoy more, South by Southwest or Couch by Couch West? Let me know after next week. Until then, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Check me out at channelirc.com. There's a lot more to me. And you will find me over all sorts of areas of the interweb that you can find via the show notes. until next week or the next time that you hear from me across Channel Irk, we have a Irish and Celtic this weekend. This weekend, an Irish and Celtic music weekend, even this weekend on Blast from the Past and Judy's Blast FM. Tune in for those. I'm Irk, and until then, it's a very good night interweb, and thank you, Foundry Road, for the music.